You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Wrestling with history worldwide in the VOC Nation Wrestling Network. That's exclusively where we can be heard, and you need to subscribe, like, or follow VOC Nation on your favorite podcast platform. I use Spotify. Many people use iTunes. I don't care where you listen. I just care that you listen and you give us a 5-star rating and review. Tell your friends, tell your neighbors. Wrestling with History is the best show in town that talks professional wrestling. And we don't just analyze professional wrestling. We have a lot of fun doing it. We hope you do as well. Get to the show by tweeting at us at WWHVOC. You can also email me at brucevoc@gmail.com. Let's get into it today. This is a bonus episode to cover Monday Night Raw, what I think is the best Raw in a generation. Hit my music.
Voice of Choice Wrestling Nation, heard worldwide on VOCNation.com. The Insane Clown Posse.
We can't thank all you guys enough. Whoop, whoop.
We understand our audience, and we give them what we think they would want.
We're about pleasing the fans.
Road Warrior Hannibal. Jake the Snake Roberts.
The wrestling has changed so much.
Conan.
Yo, this is K-Dog. Yo, with Bowdy Bowdy and Rowdy Rowdy.
Hall of Fame ring announcer Howard Finkel.
Brilliance was Bobby Heenan's middle name.
Lex Luger. God's giving me a whole new perspective on wrestling and the fans. WWE Hall of Famer Jimmy Superfly.
Thanks for having me on your radio show from the Jersey Shore.
The legendary Diamond Dallas.
Bang!
Voice of Choice Wrestling Nation.
I put my name in, but again, we're just waiting for a phone call.
You could be Moroccan, Algerian, Albanian, Greek.
This is the best crowd I've ever seen in my entire life.
I love cheesecake.
I don't know how to respond to his lunacy.
Malcolmania.
And I don't think Hollywood's ready for Malcolmania, but we'll wait still.
Jim the Anvil Neidhart.
Your talk show here that I'm doing here is the best one.
Jimmy Hart.
I've been lucky every day I get up and look in the mirror and pinch myself.
The ninth wonder of the world. China.
I told Vince, I said, yeah, I'm going to wrestle the guys. And that's how it started.
X-Pac.
We're wrestlers, and it's still a wrestling show.
Mr. Scott Hall.
Hey, yo, I want to rock the wrestling world again.
OneWrestling.com. Bill After.
If it wasn't for Hogan and Vince McMahon, sports entertainment would not be in existence.
We have a bushwhacker in the house.
G'day, mateys. It's bloody lovely being on your show.
MVP.
I came up with the MVP concept based on everything that's wrong with pro athletes today.
VOC Nation, heard worldwide.
This right here is the future of wrestling.
Wrestling with History. And Voice of Choice Bruce Ward here. And as you can hear by the noise in the background, I'm driving. And it's like my thing these days is I come to you while I'm driving. In the old days, I used to have to drive to a studio. And we'd have to broadcast live on the radio to do anything. And now, I can just fire up the podcast machine while I'm driving in the car. And I can touch thousands, tens of thousands, or hundreds of thousands of people, depending on the episode that we record. Namar and I will be back a little bit later in the week or next week with a full episode. But I can't wait. You know, I really need to talk about Monday Night Raw. Because I travel a lot for my real job. And I have a lot of time to listen to podcasts and to watch TV at night when I'm traveling. You know, if I'm in the hotel or I'm in the airplane or driving in the car like I am today, I can listen to a lot of things. I can peruse. And I don't really watch wrestling like I did as certainly as a teenager, where I'm hanging on to every minute of every show and watching start to finish. I tend to peruse. I tend to watch the highlights. And what has happened lately is I've been sucked in. So I'm watching most of the shows because I really am invested in most of the characters. I think there's a whole lot of great things going on. And most of all, what I want to say is, I don't know if it's the exit of Vince McMahon, I don't know if it's the rise of Triple H, I don't know if it's the influence of The Rock, but I love the edge of the product. I love that PG is going to PG-13, or maybe NC-17. I love that edge, and to me, professional wrestling itself, while Vince made it a kid's product, it's really not. And you can market some of it to children, and you can have the John Cena type characters or the Cody type characters that play well to children. But when wrestling is its hottest, in any of the periods of greatness that we've had as professional wrestling fans, it's always when the product is marketed towards adults as well. And you can challenge me and say that the middle 80s were mostly children, but I challenge you back because the NWA was just as hot, and maybe not as hot as WWF was, but they were marketing towards adults, and Vince had both sides of the audience. Vince was marketing towards kids on Saturday morning with breakfast cereals and lunchboxes and wrestling figures, but he also had late night Saturday night and ain't no kids up at 11:30 at night watching Saturday night's main event. So there's both. And the thing that I think WWE is doing so well right now is they're bringing the edge back to the product. CM Punk, when he talks, there's an edge to him. It's not for kids. The Rock, even though The Rock is a megastar, this guy is out there really pushing the envelope. And I think that as much as people want to hate on him for coming in and quote-unquote stealing the show, he is bringing so much of that Attitude Era attitude back to the product, and I just love it. And those promos on Monday Night Raw, and I'm going to call this the best Raw in a generation, because those promos were authentic. They were fun. And you could see the talent reacting to each other. When CM Punk said to Drew McIntyre, you know, who anointed you the chosen one? And Drew McIntyre smiled because you can't mention Vince McMahon on TV. And he kneeled down. I mean, that is innuendo. And that is so cool to watch because those guys were having fun. They were being authentic. They were being themselves. And you felt every word. It wasn't just something that somebody wrote that the talent wasn't feeling. And I go back to something Dean Ambrose, John Moxley said this on Chris Jericho's show years ago when he left WWE. He said he left because the writers weren't writing things that were authentic and believable to him. You know, he was doing things that weren't natural to him. And that's why he went to AEW, because he could have more control over his character. I believe this, and I don't know it. I don't have any inside knowledge anymore. You know, that period in my life is long gone. I'm looking from the outside, just like most of you. I believe that in this new era of WWE, the talent is getting some influence on their character, and that is leading to the product that you're seeing. And this is the hottest product that I've seen in quite a while. Let me take a short break, and I'll tell you something that really, really bothers me. Stay tuned.
VOC Nation is one of the longest-running wrestling podcast networks. Having started way back in 2010, VOC Nation provides daily streaming shows where fans have the ability to interact with their hosts, and guests via phone calls, emails, and Twitter. VOC Nation hosts also include former WCW performer The Maestro, Pro Wrestling Illustrated contributor Brady Hicks, and former Philadelphia radio personality Bruce Wirt. VOC Nation's two most popular shows are Wrestling with History, featuring Bruce Wirt, and In the Room, featuring Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks and WCW alum The Maestro. Guests have included General Adnan, Tito Santana, Haku, Earl Hebner, Dangerous Danny Davis, Jimmy Hart, Ricky Steamboat, Brodus Clay, and so many more. Archived free content includes past interviews with huge names like Hulk Hogan, Jesse Ventura, Kurt Angle, Sting, Mick Foley, Joey Styles, Howard Finkel, and so many more. Listen live at vocnation.com and subscribe to all the podcasts by searching VOC Nation on your favorite podcast app. And be sure to follow these guys on Twitter at VOC Nation.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
510, is he declaring an emergency? There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
All right, thanks for hanging in there. Here's what bothers me. If you're going to push the envelope and you're going to have The Rock coming in and saying a bunch of things that are pushing the envelope, using language that's foul language, you cannot continue to bleep it out. It's annoying. And I understand, I heard Bully Ray say on Busted Open that parents might not let their kids watch if this, the word S-H-I-T is said aloud. But nobody's going to turn off the product if it's bleeped out. I don't agree with that. I think, like on that SmackDown where they kept blacking out the screen because of the one sign that was pushing the envelope, or when every other word is muted on the USA Network, I just think that's annoying and it takes away from the product. The shows that bookend Monday Night Raw aren't afraid to say any of the curse words out there. And curse words have gotten so watered down over the years. I mean, it's not like we're teaching our kids to say those words, but it's not the same as it was in the 80s, for sure. I mean, things are a lot more out there on TV because network television isn't really a thing. I mean, everything is cable, internet, over the top. I mean, people are watching things and just kind of saying whatever's on their mind. We don't curse. We try not to curse on this show because it hurts our ability to reach advertisers. And maybe that's what WWE is saying as well. But if that was really the case, then you wouldn't do it at all. You know, and that's how they operated for years. So there might be something behind the scenes where they're kind of pushing the envelope and pulling back a little bit. But I don't know. To me, the holy crap chants in the crowd, don't bleep that out. That's authentic. That's showing that people are passionate about your product. And while I don't talk like that in my everyday life, you know, I have two small children. I try to be a good example. I run a very successful, you know, multi-million dollar business. Not my business, but I run the business. And I try to operate with a clean mouth. But to me, if somebody is exuding passion over my brand and they're excited enough to chant holy crap in the bad way, then that's not something I want to bleep out. I want that loud and proud. And I think it just adds to the product. So I'm a little bit annoyed that there was so much bleeping going on Monday Night Raw. But other than that, I don't think I can complain. Heading into WrestleMania, this is such a hot product. It was, without a doubt, the best Monday Night Raw in a generation. I mean, 20 years. I go back, and I was a huge fan in the Attitude Era. I think you have to go all the way back then to have a show that was top to bottom as good as this one was. And it's very difficult to have a three-hour wrestling show that is that keeps you engaged for all 3 hours. But they did it. And honestly, I've seen some people tweet about this. If you are upset that talking is taking up so much time on wrestling, then you don't understand what the product is. It is entertainment. The talking is what brings people in the door. They'll have the long wrestling matches at WrestleMania. But those promos, the CM Punk, Drew McIntyre, Seth Rollins segment, on fire. Like, there's nothing better than that. And if you're upset that that took 20 minutes, then you should find something else to watch. Because that is what we need more of in pro wrestling. Authentic promos from the heart with passion. And that made me care. I didn't really care about that match, the Seth Rollins, Drew McIntyre match, as much as I did until yesterday, until Monday Night Raw happened. I don't know. I say yesterday, but you could be listening to this on Wednesday or Thursday. But on this past Monday Night Raw, it just made me care. And I care even more that CM Punk is doing commentary because he has heat with both of those wrestlers. I just think they did an amazing job. So, with that, best Raw in a generation. Thank you for listening. Follow us on X at WWHVOC. Thanks to VOC Nation for putting up with me. I started the network 15 years ago. I'm back. I don't own the network anymore. Thanks to Brady Hicks for keeping it afloat for all of those years. And I'm having so much fun coming back and talking to all of you on VOC Nation. Follow the network at VOC Nation. Thanks again. Hit my theme music. I'll talk to you next time. American
Dream. Voice of Choice Wrestling Nation. Heard worldwide. WOCNation.com. The Insane Clown Posse.
We can't thank all you guys enough. Whoop, whoop.
We understand our audience, and we give them what we think they would want.
We're about pleasing the fans.
Road Warrior Hannibal. Jake, the Snake Roberts.
The wrestling has changed so much.
Conan.
Yo, this is K-Dog Yo with Bowdy Bowdy and Rowdy Rowdy.
Hall of Fame ring announcer Howard Finkel.
Brilliance was Bobby Heenan's middle name.
Lex Luger. God's given me a whole new perspective on wrestling and the fans.
WWE Hall of Famer Jimmy Superfly Snuka.
Brother, thanks for having me on your radio show from the Jersey Shore.
The legendary Diamond Dallas.
Bang!
Voice of Choice Wrestling Nation.
I put my name in, but again, we're just waiting for a phone call.
You could be Moroccan, Algerian, Albanian, Greek.
This is the best crowd I've ever seen in my entire life.
I love cheesecake.
I don't know how to respond to his lunacy.
Malcolmania.
And I don't think Hollywood's ready for Malcolmania. But we'll wait and see.
Jim the Anvil Neidhart.
Your talk show here that I'm doing here is the best one.
Jimmy Hart.
I've been lucky every day I get up and look in the mirror and pinch myself.
The ninth wonder of the world. China.
I told Vince, I said, yeah, I'm going to wrestle the guys. And that's how it started.
X-Pac.
We're wrestlers, and it's still a wrestling show.
Mr. Scott Hall.
Hey, yo, I want to rock the wrestling world again.
OneWrestling.com. Bill After.
If it wasn't for Hogan and Vince McMahon, sports entertainment would not be in existence.
We have a bushwhacker in the house.
G'day, mateys. It's bloody lovely being on your show.
MVP.
I came up with the MVP concept based on everything that's wrong with pro athletes today.
VOC Nation, heard worldwide.
This right here is the future of wrestling.